And even in the later movements of Haskalah and secularization, the Lithuanian Jewish genius was present, and it was disproportionately present. Lithuanian Jews, aside from being poor, also were very stubborn. They were people who were who did not easily change their ways. They were not subject to whims or fashions. And a great deal of it has to do, again, with the Lithuanian non-Jew, who was not of a very high caliber. There was very little ever to envy the Lithuanian non-Jew, and the Jews held him to be purely a peasant, without really a culture that would attract the Jews. That was not the case, for instance, in Germany, as we saw. It was even not the case in Hungary and Czechoslovakia. In the Austro-Hungarian Empire, there was a culture, there was a style of living that could prove attractive to Jews. In Lithuania, the plain goy, the plain poyer, was not someone of importance or someone of rank, someone to consider. So the Jews lived their own life, and they lived their own life in little towns for hundreds and hundreds of years. My father-in-law, should live and be well, was a rav in a town in Lita called Vashki. It had 41 Jewish families, and had 26 non-Jewish families. That was a town, and that was a rabbonus, it was a rabbinate, and people competed to become the rabbi in the town. And the Jews had lived there for almost 600 years. My wife always tells me that they had a non-Jewish neighbor, a girl, the girl must have been 10 years old, my wife was 3 years old, so the non-Jewish girl from next door taught her the bracha to make on a rainbow, and taught her the rule that you don't make a blessing on a rainbow unless you see the whole rainbow. The goyim knew the Shulchan Aruch in the Litvisha towns. That didn't prevent them from destroying the Jews when the time came. But it shows how the Jews took root in those towns. So that even the non-Jews, their calendar was also the Jewish calendar. And the Jews did not converse in Lithuanian. Though they knew words, they knew how to speak, but Lithuanian was not their tongue. Only Yiddish was their tongue. And the Lithuanian Jews had a special accent, which one can still hear today, in their pronunciation of Hebrew and of Yiddish. They're famous for the sh and the s sound of saying the two, mixing the two. But they're also, but their ability to remain Jewish was extraordinary. They also were people who had a very ironic view of life. They had a very sardonic, wry sense of humor. All the good Jewish jokes are almost all of them Lithuanian Jewish in origin. And they made up all sorts of folk sayings which really characterize life. And they respected scholarship. That was at the top of the list, and especially Torah scholarship. A person that was a Talmud Chochem, a person that was a scholar, he was worthy of honor. And since there were not many wealthy people, relatively speaking, wealth did not play that kind of a role. And if everybody is equally poor, then nobody's really that poor. It's only when one guy on the block gets a Maserati that we all have trouble, right? My car is a wonderful car, right? And then my neighbor bought a Jaguar, and then my car is a piece of junk. But if everybody has, the same Plymouth Reliant, or if everybody has no car, as was the case when I grew up, so then none of us felt deprived. In the yeshiva, if the guy doesn't have a car by the time he's 16, He is